Well, tonight we're here for two things. One is to remember the death of Jesus on the cross, and the other is to say goodbye to this building that has sheltered us and nurtured us for all these years. This was originally intended to be the literal last service here, but things change, and so we still have a couple of more Sundays here in this building. But this is our farewell service, our chance to say goodbye to this building. In the passion drama that we just heard, we heard the story of Jesus' arrest and his trial and his crucifixion. It was on this day, on Good Friday, when Jesus died to save the whole world. And on this day, we meditate on the last hours of his life so we can more fully understand that mystery of the Christian faith, the central mystery of the faith. In the story of Jesus' crucifixion, only a few of his followers were still there at the cross when Jesus died. One of them was his mother, Mary, and the other was John, the beloved disciple. And one of the last things that Jesus did in his earthly life was to make provision for his mother. So he said from the cross, he said to his mother, pointing to John, "Here is your son." And he said to John, "Here is your mother." So in one sense, he was just being a good son. He was taking care of his mother, making sure that she had someone to provide for her because he wasn't going to be around. He was, honor your father and mother. Some say that this is the beginning of the church. That what Jesus did there on the cross was to provide a caring community for each other. He made sure that his mother was going to be cared for, and he made sure that John was going to care for her. Jesus did not leave his followers isolated or alone or apart, but he made sure that there was a community of caring that was going to continue on after his death. In other words, the beginning of the church. And that's what we have found here at St. Anthony's. We are the body of Christ, the continuing body of Christ, the caring community that Jesus left. We're going to sing hymn 525 in a minute. The church's one foundation is Jesus Christ our Lord. She is his new creation by water and the word. From heaven he came and sought her to be his holy bride. With his own blood he bought her, and for her life he died. That's us, the body of Christ. In 1985, this building and this property was purchased to be the new community of faith, the Episcopal community of faith in this community. The original house was remodeled and then is expanded several times in order to take care of growth. And it has become our church home. This is the place that has sheltered us and nurtured us and formed us. Maybe you've heard that saying, we shape our buildings and then our buildings shape us. And so in some ways, the fact that we've been in this building has formed us and made us who we are. You know, the shape of this room here is wider than it is long. And that makes us a different community than we would have been if it had been long and narrow. I'm not sure exactly how it made a difference, but I'm sure it has. I know one thing, when I preach up here, I can see every person's eyes and everyone can see me. We feel a closeness here because of the way this building is shaped. And when we go into coffee hour, we're all crowded in there and cramped, and that's made part of our sense of community and togetherness and family also. So this building in some ways has shaped us in ways that we might never have anticipated. I remember coming here 10 years ago when I was first called to be the vicar, and I wondered how I was ever going to put up with this simple, homely place. One of my previous churches had been a beautiful stone church with all this carved woodwork and stained glass window, and I thought, oh, this place is so simple and modest, and really it doesn't look like anything at all. How am I going to handle this? But, you know, within about 6 months, it was home, and it felt like the place I was supposed to be, and I felt like I was in the place I was supposed to be. I felt like I was in the place I was supposed to be. And I remembered, you know, that the church is not about the building, it's about the people. And that's what I felt connected to after I'd been here a few months. I was connected to the people. And over time, this church has really become home to me. When I come in now, I feel surrounded by a flood of memories of things we've done together. I feel like this is a safe place. It's a protected place. It smells good. I'm home when I come here now. And so I've only been here 10 years, but it's going to be hard for me to leave because you get used to a place. Many people have been here much longer than I have, and we all have a lot of memories in this place. Many people have given of their money and of their sweat equity to take care of this place, to be stewards of it. I know people have worked on the landscaping and on the buildings. We've done so much to make this the house of God. It's a place where we have experienced the Holy Spirit. We have experienced the presence of God. The poet T.S. Eliot has a poem called Little Gidding. And it's about a tiny little church in England where the priest George Herbert was the vicar there back in the 1600s. And he formed a community of prayer in that place where they had morning prayer and evening prayer, noonday prayer every day, and it became a place that was known for its prayer. And in his poem, he wrote to people who were to come there, "You are not here to verify, to instruct, or to report. You are here to kneel where prayer has been valid." In other words, the prayers that were in that building had somehow sanctified it and made it a holy place so that when people came, even centuries later, they could feel the power of those prayers. Well, I would say for us in this place, this is a place where prayer has been made valid. We recognize this as our place, as our connection to God, as holy ground for us. So it's going to be hard to leave. We all know that the church is not a steeple, the church is not the church is not a building, the church is not a steeple, the church is not a resting place, the church is a people. But still, it's going to be hard to leave this building. In our Old Testament reading, Moses tells the people that God is going to bring them into a good land, a land of flowing with milk and honey. But he tells them, do not forget the place where you have been, where God formed you in the wilderness. God took care of you there. So when you come into that good land, don't forget where you have been. So when we move to our new building, we don't want to forget our years here, where we started. I think all of us are glad that we are not going to deconsecrate this building. It's not going to be put to secular use, but it's going to continue to be a church. And there are going to be people here who are worshiping God. And so I think we're all thankful that New Fellowship Church is going to continue to be here and making it a holy place. It'll still be holy ground. Even though we move on, this is going to continue to be a place where prayer has been made valid.